Points today featuring a special edition of Flashpoint's Elections Crimes Bulletin with Greg Pallast in Philadelphia. And American Indian Movement co-founder Bill Means speaks out against the racist dual standard by which wannabe Reagan assassin John Hinckley Jr. is set to be freed while Leonard Peltier remains behind bars for over 40 years. At 11 on Between the Covers, host Natasha Delafine interviews writer Joe Baker about her historical fiction novel, A County Road, A Tree. And at 11:30 on The Film Show, host SW Conser speaks with legendary documentary filmmaker D.A. Pennebaker and fellow director and partner Chris Hegedus. Pennebaker's groundbreaking films include Don't Look Back, Monterey Pop, and The War Room. That is all coming up this morning on The Boo. Next up, we've got Chris Andre hosting Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary. Stick around.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the third annual Peace Festival, Saturday, July 30th at 5 p.m. at the Dolores Winningstad Theater in Portland. The Peace Festival theme this year is Just Us Speaks, and will showcase youth from all across the city with different backgrounds, worldviews, experiences, and insights who will share their hearts through the performing arts. Again, that's the third annual Peace Festival, Saturday, July 30th at 5 p.m. at the Dolores Winningstad Theater, 1111 Southwest Broadway in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Thursday, July 28th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, unconventional radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. We have David Swanson joining us today to talk about one of the greater omissions in all of this talk. At the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia, and certainly the Republicans touch on the question of war and peace, but there's always as if this fantasy world that nobody actually lives in, where America wins all the wars, and all the wars are good wars, and therefore America is good. So, in fact, if America is waging war or in the process of bringing democracy to some poor, unfortunate nation, that in of itself means that that's the very definition of good. So, leaving that imaginary world aside, in the real world, which is where the Democrats promote themselves as the keepers of the reality, there seems to be an alarming absence of concern about America's international warmongering. And that is something indeed to be concerned about. Here in Portland, before we get started, we do have weather sunny today and a high run. Phew! 91, not much fun. And northeast winds 8 to 13 tonight, 58 degrees under clear skies and breezy 6 to 14 miles an hour. Tomorrow, once again, temperatures up in the 90s and a north wind 5 to 9, night bringing lows around 54 and winds across a clear sky. That said, we just before we speak with David Swanson here in Portland, again, Portland Cop Watch doing an extraordinary job. Were it not for Cop Watch, this city would be a lot more dangerous, more so for people of color but certainly for all of us. You never know what sets a policeman off. And these days, you don't know one thing, and that is that if you end up in court facing off against any member of the police, you're going to lose, because that's been the trend across the country. Wow, look at the miscarriage of justice in the case of Freddie Gray. They all walked. They all of the policemen that murdered him and got off scot-free, accomplices, whoever the murderer in chief was, though it seems to have been somewhat of murder by committee. That's why it was botched so badly, and he had to be in hospitalized with his life slipping away. What a frightful nightmare of a situation. Look at what has happened. And then when someone does lose their mind and strike back at police officers, the officers are the ones who are lionized, and not a word about all the deaths in the black community. Black lives do matter, and black deaths have made life even more precious. We have to keep that in mind. This is a battle that we are waging right here and right now. And the Police Review Division annual report of Cop Watch says barely scratches the surface. The Police Review Division 2015 annual report, it is out. Cop Watch released an 8-page analysis noting some improved graphics, but much missing data amidst the interesting graphics. The so-called Independent Police Review Division is analyzed 25-page document. Cop Watch analyzed the 25-page document, found that despite some improvements, still there's much to be desired, because the IPO counts as sustain rate is how many complaints that are investigated. One or more findings an officer is out of policy. They report this year having the lowest percentage of sustained findings. But you got to read it to believe it, because that word sustained is used in a very interesting way. Thank you, semantics, for making life all that much more interesting. Joining us, though, now, there are many other things happening. Right now, Elliott State Forest is about to be auctioned off to the highest bidder. Because why? Because they need the money for schools. Oh, the children! Oh, the children! Well, we're going to cut down all the trees so we can educate the children. Does that make any sense at all? And especially that logging is over. We've got way too many people, and we've got far too few trees, and future generations, children and all, are not going to be too happy when they look around and see what we have wrought. In Prineville, I believe, they have managed to come up with an ingenious idea. Whoa, how about it? Turn it into Silicon Prineville. That's what they're doing. They're luring huge semiconductor and high-tech companies there to provide jobs for the people. Because why? Because I came close to saying a bad word. They're completely out of trees. So goes Prineville. So ought the rest of Oregon to go, especially the timber communities. If this is all about education, well, it hasn't much scratched the surface, because they certainly haven't figured out that if you don't have enough trees, it's time to stop logging and think of a better idea. They've had 100 years to come up with a better idea. That I would say that paper should be marked missing. And don't expect us to buy the explanation that the dog ate it. So that said, and coming out of the tail end of the Democrats' convention in Philadelphia, David Swanson, good morning. Thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning, Chris.
Well, we're at the very last minute, too, I might add. Thank you again. Your books, When the World Outlawed War is a Lie. War is a Lie is a book that has become really part of the canon among progressive circles and what passes for resistance in America these days is if this were not the time, I don't know when it is, the delegates from Oregon began a chant of no more war, held up signs, including end the drone wars. California and other delegations joined in. Leon Panetta was speaking, and he was forced to stop for a moment. And party bosses turned off the lights and on the Oregon section, which then they all pulled out cell phones and turned on flashlight apps. So what about war? Why we have not heard anything really of substance on how we are going to get out of the business of killing people all around the world. That is how people know America. That's how people in many countries first meet Americans. They're soldiers. They're pointing a gun. And I wonder how any of these candidates propose to get out of this business that they're in.
Well, Jill Stein's proposal is on her website. I just searched for Jill Stein for president. But Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton do not propose to get out of the war business, do not propose to restrain it or restrict it or reform it or abolish it. In fact, Hillary Clinton was at the Veterans of Foreign Wars convention a couple of days ago, promising them that she would be creating more veterans and taking care of active duty troops well in more wars. And, you know, Donald Trump has, you know, occasionally blurted out some good ideas like getting rid of NATO and not going into wars because other allies and NATO members get into them. But he is just as eager to switch gears and say, hell yeah, let's have another war and let's start grand new ideas like killing their families, as if the wars have not long been all about killing families. I haven't heard peace mentioned anywhere other than Tim Kaine claiming that Woodrow Wilson was a peacemaker, which is, you know, about as honest as any of the rest of it. Neither party has hinted, even within $100 billion, what they think should be spent on militarism. Nobody's asked the most basic questions of these candidates. When over half of discretionary spending goes into wars and preparations for wars, nobody is asked, should it be more, less, or just the same? And, you know, the closest anybody comes to touching on the topic is the Democrats' now concerted effort to demonize Donald Trump for having something to do with Russia and to blame Russia on the basis of no evidence, according to the U.S. government, for hacking DNC emails, which now becomes the big offense. Russia, you know, imagining that Russia tried to manipulate an election when what was exposed in the leaks was, in fact, the Democratic Party criminally manipulating the election and rigging it for Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders. And that gets lost in all the, you know, you want to make friends with Russia. You probably do business with Russia, which typically is what liberals push as their peace agenda, right? We won't talk about peace or be nice to people. We'll spread capitalism. We'll have interlocking economic. You know, they gave the European Union a Nobel Peace Prize for not making war on itself, for breaking down barriers and having businesses cross borders within Europe. Trump might be doing business with Russia. Now, Trump is a fascist lunatic. I'm not defending Trump, but if somebody else were, if Leon Panetta were doing business in Russia or Madeleine Albright, they would be praising it to high heaven.
Yeah, sure. They're reaching out to the uninformed Russian masses, the helping hand of the capitalist, once again embracing those poor, unfortunate masses across the vast expanse of Russia. Yes, I can just hear it now, unfortunately. So demand, is it even possible? Jill Stein has in fact taken the high road on this, and we would devoutly hope that her voice is being heard above all the shouting. What Bernie Sanders did provide some leverage there to force or embarrass the Clinton campaign into some more progressive positions on issues, social issues here at home. What has Sanders had? Has he had any influence, or could he have any influence when it comes to ending some of these wars of choice, wars of gain across that America embarks on constantly?
Well, millions of people who want to end the wars, including those wonderful Oregonian delegates.
Yes, they turned the lights out.
They backed Sanders despite his total silence almost on the whole topic. He was far better clearly than Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, but by international standards or the platform of actual peace advocates who were working for his campaign, you know, he was a warmonger in the extreme. But I think what Bernie Sanders accomplished were two things. One, proving that something that looked impossible and everybody, including me, dismissed as impossible was possible or was nearly possible, despite all of the hurdles and the manipulations and the deceit. And number two, persuaded millions of people of the dishonesty and deceit of the corporate media, and taught many, many people to distrust the media and go to independent media outlets like this one and make their own media and find their own facts. You know, those are big accomplishments. You know, getting a couple of very minor pretenses into a platform and most major popular demands rejected scornfully, even from the pretense of being put in a platform, that's, you know, not an accomplishment. If Hillary Clinton pretends to oppose the TPP while our former governor here in Virginia last night was admitting that she's just going to switch back after she's elected, this is the demand from